You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Beneath the summer morning sky, where lake winds proudly blow, the bands strike up in Racine Town, and red, white, blue hearts glow. From Main Street down to Monument Square, the cheering crowds all say,
God bless this land of liberty on Independence Day. Wave the flag for
with steady pride, their medals gleam in sun, while children laugh and grab the candy, and everyone joins in the fun. The drums roll loud, the fire trucks shine, the old parade rolls on.
A living thread through history since generations.
From Normandy to space, the spirit of this nation shines in every smiling face. And by the shores of Michigan, where freedom's banners fly,
Racine salutes the USA beneath the fire.
Let every bell be rung, for liberty still lights the way and keeps our country strong.
Through every trial we have stood tall, united hand in hand. 250 glorious years across this mighty land. Unfurl. Racine proudly leads the way as freedom lights the world. 250 years of hope and still our hearts restore. America's sweet liberty will march unfurl. Racine proudly leads the way as freedom lights the world. 250 years of hope and still our hearts restore. America's sweet liberty
will march forevermore.
morning, everybody. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nelson Riddle, nobody better. Reading a Nelson Riddle biography. September in the Rain, not to be missed. Halfway through it right now. Available at the library. The Music of the Stars and Bob Monroe from Cudahy. This kid, his dad ran the Cudahy school system, won the state trumpet championship a couple of years ago.
Like wedding rings and a free hearts will sing when the lights go on again all over the world.
Vaughn Monroe ran the Coast Guard Orchestra throughout World War II. Lucky Millinder also had a hit with this. That was number two on the Billboard Weekly Singles chart when it came out. Vaughn Monroe and the Orchestra and the Music of the Star. Good morning and a contemplative Memorial Day we wish you. That's John Williams. Here's Lucky Millinder, 1942.
Then we'll like wedding rings and free hearts will sing when the lights go on again all over the like wedding rings and free hearts will sing when the lights go on again all over the
That's the forgotten Lucky Millinder Band. We'll have a bio on him in just a bit. Here's Bud and Lou. This is all improvised.
Hello. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bingo.
Quiet.
Well, I had it.
Never mind that.
Let's show around. Let's show around.
Let's Why show don't on. You make up your mind?
No cutting in. Sorry.
The captain wants to see you at once.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't give me that old gang.
Wait a minute.
What?
Where's Herbie? Where's... How did you get up in that tree?
How did I get up in a tree?
I sat on it when it was an acorn.
We're 130 million strong, and we're sticking with you right along. This is really your lucky day. So, buddy, what you say?
Just roll your hat to the sky up where the stars may fly, and keep your country rolling it high. You're a lucky fellow, Mr. wonderful day for you and me, dear.
church bells will chime. You will be mine when in apple blossom time.
It's a movie that captured the spirit of a country gearing up for war. It became one of the year's biggest moneymakers. From Universal in 1941, it's Buck Privates. Buck Privates marked the second film appearance of Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, who had formed a team in burlesque and then hit it big on the radio before making movies. Radio helped them sharpen their style. At first, their voices were too similar, so Lou Costello adopted the whiny falsetto that would become his trademark. Buck Privates is, at its heart, a light comedy about two men who accidentally join the Army. But it has a heavy dose of Abbott and Costello's knockabout routines, plus it has the Andrews sisters singing, among other songs, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the Army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot de blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
The drill sequence in Buck Privates required retake after retake because director Arthur Lubin kept cracking up at Lou Costello. It fell to the movie's editor, Phil Kahn, to string together the good parts. But there was at least one group who didn't find it or the movie funny at all. The Japanese military used Buck Privates as propaganda to demonstrate to its soldiers that the U.S. Army was made up of buffoons like Abbott and Costello.
And here's Bette Midler, remember? The swinging 70s.
Boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly out a toot. He blows an A to the bar.
playing boogie rhythm. He can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company Johnson, he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. When he played, he made the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 doodly da da doodly da da doot doot. He goes eight to the bar. Can't blow an order for bass and guitar with him. And the company Johnson, he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Barry Manilow on piano. All-Star Band, Dick Hyman piano. Milt Hinton bass guitar. Huey Prince wrote that. Don Ray, Gene DePaul. Nelson Riddle. Nelson Riddle, and I have to tell you, a great picture. Michael Callan was an all-star picture in 1963. The Victors, not to be missed. You'll have to check it out on yourself. It's too lengthy to tell you, but you'll never be forgetting that picture. And this was in it. Michael Bublé honors I'll Be Home for Christmas, if only.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light
Wisconsin veterans and their families who face homelessness are getting some help, thanks to a very unique restoration project. Mary Jo Ola reports on years-long collaboration that is truly making a difference.
Victorian Gothic Old Main Building here on the Milwaukee Soldiers Home campus has a new but familiar purpose, more than 150 years after it first opened to house Civil War veterans.
Here in 2021, we're fulfilling the mission of putting veterans and families into a home who are either homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. So this is a great win, not only for the city of Milwaukee, but for the state of Wisconsin.
Ed Garza is president and CEO of the Center for Veterans Issues. The center worked with the Alexander Company, the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, the VA, and several other groups for years, restoring six buildings to serve Wisconsin veterans by providing 101 housing units. The doors to the $44 million project opened this year, and since then, qualifying veterans have been moving in.
It's just beautiful to watch and to see them smile and give the thumbs up when they walk in their apartment.
It was surreal. It was hard to believe, honestly.
Nick Dietzler is one of the veterans who calls this place home.
It's so quiet. I get the best sleep after having slept in some pretty, pretty not desirable places.
Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. When you're walking down the street in New York and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen. If you let those lonely buildings get you down, you get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. They're looming bold and high against the cold gray sky. And a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonesome buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan. It's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for a friendly smile or two, but they're only empty faces that surround you. And you know they're as lonesome as you. Got the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. Yes, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, humpback, work all day performing duties, humpback again, eat chow, then go to foreign lands and stay through countless holidays, birthdays, weddings, graduations, and funerals. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a wounded brother or sister and watch them die. Then dry their eyes and say, I need to stay focused. I need somebody who can put aside their own needs, give the ultimate sacrifice when duty calls, who can go a solid week without sleep and eat only once a day. Who during wartime and heated battle will selfishly fight countless hours for their country's freedom and then, painting from battle fatigue, do it all over again. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody strong enough to watch their fellow service member fall, but yet gentle enough to share what little rations they have with victims of war, who will put aside their own safety for however long it takes to get civilians out of harm's way. So God made a service member. It had to be somebody strong, stable, and fierce, and when it came to their duty, would not sway. Somebody to sweat, hunger, not sleep, ignore pain, and fight and pay, and hold emotions, and stand proud, and take a bullet for their country. Somebody who could bond a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when their son or daughter says that he or she wants to serve their country just like mom or dad did. So God made a service member.
Thank you.
was Bobby Vinton.
A lonely soldier sat by his bedside, writing a letter with tears in his eyes. Why he was crying was a mystery to me, until he repeated these words in his sleep.
It's been so long since I've been gone, and I just stopped to write. And oh, I hope these words will comfort you some dark and lonely night. Don't you know?
Jerry Butler. Severett. This is Everett
Down
McKinley Dirksen.
Years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. Even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
Sammy Kay and the Kaydets.
Soldier Boy to His Mother, these words by Alan Foster.
Dear Ma, the weather today was cloudy and damp. Your package arrived but was missing a stamp. Your cake made a hit with all the boys in the camp. How they love it. And Ma, the food is okay, don't worry your head. I sleep pretty well, but I miss my old bed. And oh, how I wish they'd make this army co-ed. Still I love it. If you should run into a certain you-know-who, please do this for me. Give her a kiss for me. Tell her to write me nightly, dear Ma. That's all for tonight. The bugle just blew. Tomorrow's a big day with plenty to do. I like it here, but I'm kinda homesick for you, for I love you. Dear Ma.
Good night, Mother. Peaceful be your dream. Sleep tight, Mother, till the morning beams. America has an.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.